Hey, Glenn.
Hey, Jason.
What kind of bagel likes to travel?
I don't know.
A plain bagel. What do you
Oh,
call a broken can opener?
a knife.
A can't opener.
Oh,
One more.
one more.
Yeah, I told my wife I could make a car out of spaghetti. You should have seen her face as I drove pasta.
Oh, Jason got me on the dad jokes.
This is the way.
We want it been.
Welcome to episode 178 of the Smugglers Galaxy podcast, your favorite Star Wars podcast for smugglers in the galaxy. Jason's bringing it early with the dad jokes. I'm Glenn. Jason, how are you today? It's been a long time no see.
Yeah, it's been a couple hours. A couple
Yeah.
long, depressing hours.
Yes, I was like, oh no, Jason. How you
Yeah,
been?
good, good. Can't complain. It's been busy. It's been a couple weeks since we recorded. Do I sound okay? It's been
Yeah.
am I on mic? I don't am I doing this right?
I hope so. Yeah, it is kind of weird, like when we take like a little bit of a break and we come back to it and it's like, how are we doing this right? What are we
Yeah.
doing? Is everything how you pray that everything works when you crank it back up?
How was Chewbacca Con?
You mean Chewbacca's? Crew
Yes.
Chewbacca's?
Chewbacca Fest.
Yes, it was great. It was the same as it always was. It was cold though, dude. It was in the 30s by the time the parade was over. So my little toesies were really, really cold. But I had liquid courage. Well, I didn't drink too much. I drank a lot during the day, but not during the parade because we had to wake up early and come home on Sunday. Not wake up early, but we were driving back on Sunday, so I had to like prepare myself. But no, dude, it was great. We got a bunch of stuff. It basically, man, when it all comes down to it, it's a big cosplay and swag swap
Yes.
mixed in with the Mardi Gras parade. So
Right.
we did the typical, throws for shots for throws where we went and this time I learned from the last time we did this because we just did a hodgepodge of stuff. And this time I just did fireball because when you do a hodgepodge of stuff, people start digging through it. And when you only have one liquor, they either say yes or no. So we did that and got a bunch of pretty quality throws. My wife, they do these things called they do bandoliers, and then people will take Jenga blocks and decorate them. So if they see somebody with the bandolier, they'll put it on there so you look
Yeah.
like Chewbacca at the end of the night. And my wife didn't make one, but she had a Chewbacca the seatbelt cover, so you look like a bandolier when you were walking by. And she got like 15 people just stop and go, here's a band, here you go for your bandolier.
Seems like that's the way to go.
It is. So a sign with shots for throws, a bandolier, and you start yelling stuff. People start quoting stuff from whatever movie they're representing. Because there, I think there was 150 crews, sub crews, and it was about a 2-hour parade, which is insane. Because it's like the start of a parade is done while the parade is still going. It's that big of a
Wow.
parade. But yeah, I got a pool noodle as a lightsaber pool
Lightsaber.
noodle.
Very cool.
And I got dodgeball stuff. And there was like a Rocky Horror crew that gave me some stuff.
You're all about that one.
Yes, sir. Rocky Horror. And then there's some Wampas that are there. I got a coaster from the 610 Wampas.
What does that mean?
They're wampas. They're
what's
a group.
The 6'10 wampas.
Yeah, 6'10. They're a group called the 6'10 Stompers, which it's a bunch of old white guys that do stomps, I guess. And they, for this parade, they call themselves the wampas.
Okay.
And yeah, they're, it's a New Orleans thing. I don't understand it, but they have fun. And yeah, I got a koozie. And then, yeah, it was cool because the place we stay is year everybody keeps repeating. So, you become a family, you become friends, you know?
So you see Tanya and Ronnie again, and you see Ted and Luis, they check in.
Yeah, it's like our own little clique, our own little club that show up. And then my goddaughter and her husband and one of my other cousins came up with us. They met us in New Orleans on Saturday, and the girls went to a drag brunch, and me and her husband, my godchild's husband, went to a brewery and had some beers with King Cakes.
You had a beer?
I had a beer. Could you imagine that?
No. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's a crazy experience for you.
I know. I have no clue what you're talking about. You're missing the visual gag, Jason.
Sorry.
Me drinking beer.
Sorry, I'm doing 12 things at once.
As I drink a beer. Yeah, I need to cut out on beer because I'm like, yeah, stuff's not fitting right anymore.
Oh.
So I need to try to start losing some weight or something. But
you don't need to start trying. No, try not. Do or do not.
Yeah. Which really stinks when I brought back two cases of beer with me from New Orleans. So yeah, that may be a minute.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll just, I try, dude. I try.
Did you book for next year too?
We basically, it's when we leave, they're like, you're coming back. We're like, yes. So they don't really announce the date, but they know when the date's announced, we're going to book. Okay. And next year is kind of up in the air a little bit because the weekend that they would traditionally have Chewbacca's is the same weekend as a Super Bowl, which is in New Orleans.
Oh, yeah. Dang.
So they moved it a week early, which still to me would be crazy to be in the city a week before the Super Bowl.
The week before, it really starts ramping up days before. So the week before, people aren't really in town yet.
But you'd get to see all the preparations and stuff.
Yeah, it's a circus that follows that Super Bowl around.
Yeah, but I mean, we've been in Atlanta. We've had it here in Atlanta, and it wasn't too bad. So, you know, and it's a different side of town from where we are, because that's near the Superdome and stuff, and where we stay on the opposite side of town. Go ahead.
Is it in? It's in the Superdome, right?
Correct.
Okay. You said it's near the Superdome. I'm like, wait, it's got to be in
it's
the
in
Superdome.
The Superdome. Sorry.
All
right. We don't stay near the Superdome. So, but no, dude, Chewbacca, and it kind of, no, Chewbacca's was great. It was cold. You know, it's just a tradition, man. I don't know how to explain it. It's something, if you know Mardi Gras, I mean, it's not as big as a normal Mardi. It's long, but it's a walking parade versus a float parade. There are some floats in it. So when you think of Mardi Gras, you see the big floats and you see like the double-decker floats, the stuff, you know, you see the big parades on TV, and this parade's nothing like that. It's a lot more intimate. Mm-hmm. And it's sci-fi related. So there's 1,000 people in sci-fi cosplay, which is awesome to see.
Very cool. Sounds like a good time.
Yeah. You should come one year.
It was cold here.
Yeah, dude.
I got 30s. It was like down to, you had 30s in Louisiana. We had like 17 degrees.
Yeah, my grandma called me on Wednesday. We were leaving Tuesday morning, and she called me like Monday. Are you leaving? Why? Oh my God, it's going to be so cold. And I'm like, it's going to be raining. I'm like, no, it's not going to be cold enough to rain. Yes, it'll be rainy and nasty, but and cold, but the nothing meshes, you know?
Yeah.
If it would have been about 10 degrees colder, it would have been bad. But, you know, because there was ice and stuff on the car as we're driving, the windshield didn't ice up, but the windshield wipers were icing up the side of my tire had ice on it when we stopped for breakfast. And you know, the handles were iced over. But the roads were fine. It was worse getting out of Atlanta than it was anything else because we had like some heavy, heavy rains that morning.
Oh.
On Tuesday morning. But we leave at like 4 a.m. when we go somewhere.
Yeah, I do that too.
So you have more time when you get there.
Well, I like to get it over with too.
Yeah, dude. Driving home always sucks because you don't leave till like 11. And then you lose an hour.
That's your first mistake.
Yeah.
Did you, pick anything up?
Yeah, I kind of did. I picked up the Hasbro, did a new mold of Sabine. They released some 5 points of articulation figures, like the little kid figures.
What are they called? The Epic something?
Yeah, or something. Hasbro, I don't know. I didn't, huh?
Hasbro hasn't even officially announced those yet.
But they were at Walmart, so I picked up Sabine. It's very kin to the retro line, but a little bit more detailed. Go ahead.
No, I don't want to.
Yeah, fine. Jordan made fun of us for skipping, for talking over each other this morning.
I'm going to talk over him then. No, I think it's like somewhere in between the retro collection and the vintage collection. Like it's got some more detail than the retro, but it's not as detailed as the vintage collection, if that makes sense.
Right. I think it, for what it is, it's a really good sculpt of Sabine. I think the price point may be a little high because this one was like $15 because she does come with the lightsaber. She comes with a backpack, which is way over, the scale is way off. And then she comes with a vibroblade gauntlet and then an energy shield. And all of the three pieces are just way out scaled. The energy gauntlet, the gauntlet and the backpack and the energy shield. But they're for kids. So I guess maybe they had to do it.
Yeah, exaggerated on purpose, maybe.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's not bad, but I was kind of looking at the TVC release of Sabine and I'm like, would they have just copied this backpack or jetpack for the TVC? And it's way too big. Because it takes up half her back. And that's not the way that Sabine's backpack really is. If you can see it on TV.
That's weird.
Yeah. It's not that big of a backpack.
No.
But it looks great. I mean, all in all, it's a great... I mean, I'm just happy to have these figures. Because you never got these figures. We never really got these figures. And it's a good paint scheme on Sabine. I love this paint scheme. The paint jobs on this one. And then, yes. And then I also picked up a little plush, a little like 6-inch plush of Sabine without the helmet on. But
yeah.
And then do you want to talk about what I got today?
Yeah. Let's talk about, it's in the past couple of weeks. So yeah, go ahead.
I got a N1 Starfighter, TVC N1 Starfighter today.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
How much was that?
He had it for $80.
Oh, wow. Was it open or
sealed? No, it was sealed.
Nice. That's a steal.
Yeah, I was pretty happy with it. Well, Amazon, I think, has it for like $110 right now, which is still, I think, it's a decent deal. I opened it up after dinner. We were eating dinner and I opened it before dinner. And then by the time I was like halfway open it, Mandy had served, we got Chinese food tonight. And by the time I was getting into it and playing with it, Mandy had started serving, had plated dinner. And so I put it to the side and start. And then after dinner, I try to put it together. You didn't open yours, did you?
No.
Okay. There on the engines, there's like an A or a B. I thought there were two pieces, two covers on the engines, but there's only one cover.
Yeah.
And it kind of messed me up because it doesn't, you know, TVC directions are really bad because they're all pictures. There are no words.
So they can use it in multiple countries.
Yeah. That's what Mandy was like, why wouldn't you print up words? I'm like, because it's cheaper.
Like IKEA.
Yeah. So I thought I had lost a piece, but then when you look at the instructions, one piece of it is in color and the other one is kind of shaded out. I'm like, oh, you only get one.
Mm.
Just like the R2, R5 dome.
Mm.
Freaking Hasbro.
Freaking has, bro.
Did you pick up anything? It's been a couple of
Yeah, I
weeks.
got tons of stuff.
Yeah.
I've been a busy couple of weeks. I've been bored, so I've just been buying stuff, I guess.
Oh, that's dude, buying stuff when you're bored or drunk is not fun. It's not.
No,
It's a good way to get in trouble. How's that?
I didn't get in trouble. Like, everything I did was deals, for the lack of a better term. Like, I
Nice.
went up to that All Good retro shop that's closing, and I was gonna go buy the TIE Interceptor, but those boxes were pretty beat up. And I'm like, if I'm gonna buy a boxed item, like, I don't want it to be that beat up. So I got the Blockade Runner instead, which I didn't have.
Nice.
So now I do. So I think I'm only missing like two or three vehicles from Action Fleet from that initial run, and I'm caught up. I found that battle pack, that Coruscant battle pack, Micro Galaxy Squadron.
Which
Remember, it
one
was
is
cool.
that?
It was a $60 one with like Anakin and Obi-Wan Starfighter, and then a couple Vulture droids.
Yes.
And it was $60, and then it dropped to $15.
Wow.
And I started hitting up all of the targets in our area, and I couldn't find it. I was getting so frustrated. And then my wife's like, "Let's go to Target." So we went to Woodstock Target, and we're just walking around, and let me just check the toy aisle. And there it was on clearance for $15. I'm like, "Yes, please."
Damn, I've seen the Imperial shuttle. I've seen the tag, but I haven't seen the ship for $9 at Walmart yet. They still have them at Target.
I have one for you. I can give it to you.
Okay.
We made that trade. You gave me those couple of the smaller vehicles, so I have a
Well, then
Imperial
fine.
shuttle. I'll give it to you.
I will take you up on that trade.
And then while I was at Target, they also had the Series 4 blind packs, but they also had the box with the topper on it.
Yeah.
And the topper is really tough to come across. So I just
Really?
yeah, you don't find those that often. Either like the employees just throw them out, or they just
People
pop up the
like,
box, and
or people like you take them?
or people like me take them. But I took the whole thing. So I just took out all of the little blind packs. I bought two, which, I mean, I had them already, so whatever. But yeah, so I have the box now because I've been collecting those.
They weren't, one of them wasn't the Sky Biker Scout.
No, I would have
Okay.
got that for
Yeah, right.
you. Then GameStop dropped the Funko Jabba the Hutt and Salacious Crumb to $4. This thing was like originally 60, $70. So I'm like, this has to be a mistake. So I ordered two just to justify the shipping. And two came in. So I guess maybe one of them will be used at Rogue Fun for that thing we haven't announced yet.
They're
And then the
very
other one
cool.
is mine. It's got Salacious Crumb on it.
No, you got to get that little bastard, don't you?
Yeah. And
And it's a fun,
then,
and it's a Funko, so you need to. Oh, I also, for speaking of Funko, I bought the Sabine
oh, that's
boxed
right.
lunch exclusive. Freaking Funko. Thank you.
Where did you get it? You went to Box Lunch at the mall?
Yeah, we were out and about a couple of weeks ago, and I was, or it was Tuesday or was Saturday, Sunday or something. We were out and about. And we went to Second Chance and talked to them for a minute. And I'm like, hey, let's go to Boxed Lunch, and picked up the Funko.
Speaking of Second Chance, I stopped in there
Yeah.
because I'm looking for something else for Rogue Fun. And they have a whole bunch of $5 bins now.
Nice.
So I got a Labria, which is the devil looking guy from the cantina, opened. So I got him now. I don't
Yeah.
like he couldn't he can't stand on his own. I just opened it a few seconds ago. And he's limited articulation, like 5 points. But the way they put the feet, like the foot is off angle, so you have to kick that leg way back, and then it doesn't stand right. And I
Yeah.
don't know.
That's how I feel about this Sabine for little kids. It's like anytime my desk moves, she falls over.
Yeah. So I picked that up, and then today at the toy show, you had gone through that box of vintage Kenner stuff, and you found that General Lando for $15.
That was the steal of the
And I'm like, that's not going back in that box.
show.
That's coming home with me.
Even with the repro pink cape and blaster.
Yeah, it was like a salmon colored cape.
Yeah, did you try the float test on that blaster? I mean, I'm like
No.
99% sure it's fake, but
Yeah, it looks too nice and too new to be Kenner. It's too detailed, but who knows?
Right. It,
I
that
got to
was.
go.
Go ahead.
I was going to go through a website and like the Imperial Gunnery and try to figure out to make sure if it's fake or not.
Yeah, that was kind of heartbreaking because Kelly was with us, and his eyes are—he knows this stuff because he works at Second Chance, and that's his job. And he was just picking everything out of that box, like this is Repro, that's Repro. I picked you out of Leia, and you were like, "That's a Repro weapon." I'm like, "How do you know? I didn't even see a weapon in there." And well, you're like, "It's gray." I'm like, "Well, yeah, there you go." So that was kind of heartbreaking. See that many figures with reproduction accessories, but he had good prices on all of them. You know, like he had a Adam. What is it? EV9 was is it an EV
EV99, yeah.
for like 120? I mean, granted, the arm's broken,
Or
but
is it 88? The brown one.
yeah, the torture droid. Don't
Yeah.
wreck. Don't please don't wreck while you're yelling at us.
Yeah. Drive safe.
Drive safe. But yeah, that was that's like double the price. I don't know. Did you what did he have on that? Did you see the Animan?
Man-A-Man was 225.
If that was a real, yeah, that's about right. If that staff was real.
Yeah. I'm checking up EV99 just to
Looking up
see.
right
Yes, it is EV99. We're good.
now. All right, sweet.
Moving on. I also picked up, they had a Antok Merrick Black series for $10. And I want to make Boshek for my cantina, which is like 99% done at this point. There's just a small couple of things I got to work on, but I'm pretty happy. So I'm just adding figures now. I had a Bossk because Bossk is actually the proper suit for Boshek, but they upscaled Bossk. So he's huge. And so if I were to put hands like Antok Merrick's hands and legs onto this thing, it'd just be way disproportionate. So I ended up sculpting some added detail to Antok Merrick. So we'll see how that turns out once I paint it. I'm hoping my paint will cover my sculpting flaws because it's all black anyway, so it's not going to be picking up a lot of detail.
Yeah, they were getting some miles out of that Bossk outfit, weren't they?
Yeah. They did that a lot though.
Yeah.
I mean, look at IG-88. His head was used as part of the dispensary at the cantina.
No, we don't need this droid anymore. Take them apart and use them as parts.
It's like an airplane part too.
Yeah.
There's a place out in Vegas that people go to for props, to make props for movies and stuff. And I know they've got like four of those sitting out there. That part for the airplane that they use for IG-88 and IG-11's head.
I
And
wonder how
then
much.
as I was walking out of the toy show today, I looked down and some lady has a whole box of Funko head Pez dispensers. They didn't have to dig far to find Salacious Crumb there. Like, how much is he? $5. Okay, I'll get him.
All right.
So I got that and another piece, which I'll unveil at Rogue Fun.
That's how they get you, man. Those Funko people, they're just like, it's $5, and you're like,
Yeah, but it's not like all of them. It's just the one. She's like, here's a Jabba, here's a Gamorrean guard. I'm like, I'm good.
I just need my furry monkey.
I just need my evil Kermit.
So what you while we're like talking about the show, how'd you feel about it? I mean, it was put on by our buddy Chris Hamer, who does Legion Con in Smyrna, and this was sort of a smaller one. I think he just kind of did it to do it and to see what happens. So it was about half the size of the Legion Con in Smyrna, but it was still at an American Legion, which I enjoy because, you know, there's a bar, believe it or not, and there's food and stuff there, so you could spend all day there and not really be bored. You know, and with us having a club table, we had a lot more interaction this year, which was nice.
Yeah. I thought it was a cool show. Nice small little venue. I mean, I got some killer deals. It was popular.
Yeah,
There was some time difference between Facebook and some flyer or something like that. So I showed up at 10:30 thinking I was 30 minutes early, and it turns up I was 30 minutes late because the thing was packed and there's people in there already. People were already grabbing things and walking out the door, buying things and walking out the door. So I was kind of like, what's going on? I thought I was early and now I'm late, which is like my worst nightmare.
You were fine though.
Yeah, I was fine.
I mean, I think they had like 250 people, they said, through the door, which for a rainy, crappy Saturday on a show that w I mean, I thought it was okay advertised, but you know, a first time show, it was you know, it
Pretty
was a
good.
fun show. Yeah, it was a good show. We had our buddy Nerd Matt from Nerd U was there, so it's
Oh,
always
was
fun
he?
seeing him. Yeah, you missed
I
him?
missed him. Yeah.
He was kind of in the back corner. He was right next to Hamer's booth in the back corner.
I didn't see him.
Oh.
Sorry, Matt.
So he was there. It's always good seeing him. Chris, like I said, Chris Hamer was there. Jason from Atlanta Vintage Toys was there.
Gordon.
Steve, who's on every show in Atlanta, was there. He always has good deals on modern stuff, which I look at some of the deals he gets. I don't know how he gets them. Some of them, some stuff he gets is retail, and another stuff he's like selling for like discount prices. But
Yeah.
who else was there? They had some artist was there. They had one guy that did like a bunch of like comic art, not comic art, but had cut out stuff and was pasting it on wood or something. And I kept looking at his stuff, and I'm like, I wanted to buy something from him because I thought it looked really cool, but I didn't connect with any of the pieces. A
But
lot of
yeah.
comic. Go ahead.
No, sorry. We're
Yeah, a
talking over
lot.
each other.
Yeah, Jordan, we're doing it again.
We're doing it, Jordan. We're doing it. A
lot of
little bit
comp.
of, I was gonna say.
Bit,
What are
bit.
you gonna say? You go.
Comic
Okay, I'll go.
book
You go.
vendors. And this guy there was recording a pod. There was a lot, dude. I'm surprised at the amount of
There's a guy
content.
recording a podcast.
No, he was recording Jordan was recording for
Oh.
his feed, but there were a lot of people like going live. All of a sudden you hear like, "Hey guys, I'm here at Legion Con. We're live on Facebook." But you know, that helps get people through the door. But Jordan was
Yeah.
recording, and he's outside recording by himself, and I start talking to him, and yeah, he made fun of us talking over each other on the fa on the podcast.
It happens. I mean, it's Zoom. How many times have you been on a Zoom call and people start talking? No, I'm sorry, you go. No, you go.
Yeah, there's a delay, but I never hear it, or no, I don't feel it.
Good show.
Yeah, no, I enjoyed it. No
I
complaints from me. Food was
no.
good.
No complaints from me either. It was a good show, worth the time and effort. So I thought maybe it was replacing his other show.
No, it's I think in conjunction. I don't know if he's going to do it again. It's a good spot for him because it's a less than a mile from his shop, so he can just send people to the shop. And we went by his shop afterwards. I picked up a piece of chopper art, like one like a really skinny, long, skinny piece of chopper art. And his wife said that they were steady all day from people because see every time somebody was at the show, he'd be like, "Here, I got a comic book shop a mile down the road. Come check us out." So I think he was doing a lot of business. He had messaged me a couple of weeks ago and was like, "Dude, I really love this," because we do a step and repeat, which is a card back, and we've been getting a lot of miles out of that. It gets a lot of attention, but he's like, "Dude, I love that, but can you bring a little bit more, please?" And I didn't want to bring figures because I'm like, there's a ton of figures inside, and I didn't want to take away from vendors. So I decided I took a page out of our book from our booth from Celebration in 22, and got like a clear tablecloth and put a bunch of swag patches and stuff underneath it. And dude, it got a lot of attention. I
Yeah.
was really surprised how good it did. You know, I did. You did have the little kid that would kind of try to, you know, pick up the tablecloth. They're like, "I want what's underneath here." It's like, dude, you can't have that. So I think we're gonna start doing that. You know, it makes a nice little display and gets people handed out a lot. You know, people interested in the club. We handed out a lot of swag for the club. Handed out stickers for the podcast. So if you're listening and you saw us at the show, hi, thanks for
Hello
joining
there.
us.
Hello, I'm Jason. This is Glenn. We like to talk over each other.
It, Stuart.
I have some news if you want to go over that.
Oh, you've got a bunch of news. No, we got some Tony sauciness was, to talk about.
Tony was joking that Dark Jason's going to come out.
Yes, we talked a little bit about this on the this afternoon, and but yeah, I want to get into it.
Well, first, the just out of nowhere, the trailer for Bad Batch season 3, the final season, dropped, which was pretty cool. I don't want a lot of standalone Mission of the Week episodes. Everything you are doing, Hunter and crew, should be finding Omega. It you shouldn't be running smuggled missions or whatever.
It seems like that's what they're going to do, but I hope so. I've only watched it once. I thought the cameos were really good, so it's building up to being a pretty epic season if the cameos they showed will be good, will hold up.
Yeah, Asajj Ventress shows up in the end in white hair and a yellow lightsaber. Ahmed Best today tweeted something, but then he hashtagged Bad Batch in it.
Huh.
I wonder if Jar Jar or his Jedi character are going to appear in this season.
Be interesting.
Misa Wanda.
Hello, Tick.
Hello. Okie day.
You are here to find Omega.
What are we doing?
Big boss.
Oh, big boss, mighty guy. So yeah, a lot of things happened in Hasbro news. The first thing that happened was that Steve Evans was brought back to the line. He was a designer back during the original run of the Vintage Collection. He was pulled off to go over to the Marvel brand, and now he's back to lead the design and development for collector products for both Star Wars and Marvel. Steve is not only a talented designer, but if you follow him on Instagram, he's also a collector. He was also part of the team that launched the sale barge day one when this thing was announced. He made a checklist for all of the retro collection figures so far, and he made it look like the old hardback for Return of the Jedi with the mustard looking cloth thing. And I think that's going to be a good thing.
Yeah, it was fun following him after he made that announcement because I messaged you about this and it felt like he had done more in a week and a half than Hasbro had done all year or like in years.
Yeah, that's the kind of like it's such an easy thing to make that checklist, that retro checklist. And it wasn't getting done. It was just like so corporate-y, so like without flair, without liveliness. It's just he comes back and he makes this checklist and it's just a small thing. But day one, boom, here you go, guys.
Yeah. May have taken him an hour, if that.
Yep.
It was fun watching that happen. I'm hoping it'll mean good things for the line. Once we get, are we going to announce the other part?
Yeah, we'll. So, the global marketing manager for the Star Wars line, Patrick Schneider, has been moved over to Nerf. So now he's on Nerf.
You know what that means?
What?
More repacks and repaints for Nerf.
Yes, yes. Carbonized Nerf. You know, I saw people like, oh, now all the angry fanboys are gonna laugh and joy. Like, I'm not happy. I'm glad he didn't lose his job. I'm glad he's still employed at Hasbro. I'm not looking for anyone to lose their job, but he was in charge. I know this with good authority that he was in charge. A lot of the bad decisions made was because of him. He was pushing out creativity. And I know that with authority too. Like the carbonized stuff, the holographic stuff, these are all of his brainchild. And I'm looking forward to the future of the Star Wars line. I'm excited. I'm hopeful. You know, Steve Evans, what he did right away. Now he's in charge. The only issue is that it's going to be about 18 months before we see any changes that Steve makes because things are already in the pipeline. It takes 18 months to make a figure.
Yeah, that's the part that's going to stink is he's going to have to find a way to get everybody excited about Star Wars with crappy products for the next 18 months.
Yeah, we've got that. I feel like with this live stream, I think this is the stage that we're going to see for the rest of the year. I'm not very excited. I think we're going to get a lot of what we saw with this live stream. I think Retro Collection is going to be where we need to target and appreciate because it's newer figures. It's got that vintage feel. It's cheaper to produce. It's not as expensive as the Vintage Collection. I think they're able to do more with Retro than they can with the Vintage Collection. Same thing with Black Series. So I think Retro Collection's the place to be. That's the place to get excited for in 2024. I don't think Black Series and Vintage Collection are going to change anytime soon.
Yeah, well, I mean, if they do the retro collection right, which is figures that people have been wanting, versus going back, go versus the figures for the new stuff, which the way it judges is we're not going to have that much new content,
Right.
within the next year. So maybe they'll be forced to go back and do some of the figures that we've been wanting for and asking for in the vintage line. I mean, heck, how many times have some, you know, here's. We've been wanting people been wanting a sand trooper. Throw a pauldron on a stormtrooper and dirty them up, and there you go. You got a brand new figure that people have been
Boom.
wanting. I mean, why haven't
Boom.
they? I mean, that's the thing that and I don't, you know, we've hearkened on it and I've hearkened on it. There's smart repaints and then there's dumb repaints, and they've been doing dumb repaints versus a smart repaint. And I don't understand what the problem is. But hopefully, you know, I'm excited for the line. I'm excited to see where this is going because it already seems like it's in the right direction.
So the rumor is that the Mando movie will come out May 2026 and the Rey movie will come out May 2026. So we've got another year and a half. Wait, 2 years, right? No,
Why
year and a
the?
half.
Okay, so they're going to do two movies in 1 year again?
2 years. Yeah, that's the rumor right now.
That's what ruins Solo. Why would they do that again?
So it may be two, I don't know. It might be 2 years before we actually get a reinvigoration into the Star Wars brand. It seems
Yeah.
like it's kind of slow and low right now.
Sorry, dude. You just totally ruined me. It really irks me hearing that news.
Yeah.
Because they tried it, they tried it a couple of years ago and it didn't work.
I don't like that they're doing twice in a year, but I also
Yeah.
don't like that they're doing not sequential movies, not chronological. So Mando will take place post Return of the Jedi, pre The Force Awakens. And then Rey is post Rise of Skywalker, 15 years further out.
Right.
So people might go to Mando and then they might think Rey's the sequel to Mando.
Yeah, you're gonna have to do some explaining on some of this stuff. But oh my God, sorry. Now and then I'm my mind is racing because you don't want to, as much as you kind of want it to be Marvel, you don't want to have to watch 200 hours of content to get it.
I saw someone make a com yeah. I saw someone make a comment about the Black Series battle droid pack. It's got a
Yeah.
super battle droid and it's got a regular battle droid. That regular battle droid has C-3PO's head. It's that moment where C-3PO gets mixed up as a battle droid. That could have been an easy troop builder if they included an extra head. People could have army built that. They would have bought three or four of them. Instead, if they were to buy three or four of them, they would get three or four bodies without a head for that battle droid if they took that head off.
Yeah.
That's just a bad choice. Like, I'm hoping Steve Evans will see that kind of stuff and say, no, add the head. I know it's extra, but in the long run, more people will buy it because it's a troop builder.
Right. It costs them another dollar, you know, 50 cents maybe to add
Right.
a head in there.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah. No, it would make sense. I agree with that because, I mean, look at what they did with the, what was the Rebel, the Hoth trooper and the Endor trooper in the Black Series. They added a couple of accessories and you can change the face, and those are really nice troop builders. So people are buying bunches of them.
Going to the live stream, they started the live stream saying that they'll be more focused in 2024 through fan channels, which means some of this stuff you won't be able to find at brick and mortar like Walmart and Target here in the US. Fans will be figures will be added to the fan channels in the US. It's Hasbro Pulse, GameStop, Entertainment Earth, and Big Bad Toy Store. Which is it's telling because You know, how many times have we picked up items from clearance at Target because they're not selling through?
Right.
So, I mean, that just goes to show that Target's like, no more of that. We don't want to lose money. And I'm sure that Target's just looking for people to come into the store. They're not looking to sell that stuff out. It's more likely, yeah, let's just spend the money to get that figure so people will come in, and then while they're here, they'll get their eggs, milk, and chips and laundry detergent. Maybe they'll pick up a shirt. You know, that's their mentality there, I think.
Right.
Yak Face made a bingo game of like what they're gonna. It's very pessimistic. Things that people would do, what's said, what's going to be announced. Everything is iconic. You notice that?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot of iconic, a lot of details. Look at the details. So hopefully they'll start to iron that out with Steve and they'll be more normal, less robotic. The first
Yeah.
thing announced was a phase one clone trooper from Attack of the Clones. I wrote this line down. Great way to continue building the line for the prequels, which is marketing speak. There's been five figures released for Attack of the Clones in the Black Series line. Three of them are clones. So when you talk about building the line for the prequels, can we do something a little bit more than clones, please?
Yes, please.
The Destroyer Droid is coming to the Black Series. No reuse from previous figures. They said that too. But it was a cool figure. I really liked it. I'm completely out of Black Series. I'm not going to be going to buy any more from the in the future unless it really speaks to me. And it's a Cantina figure.
Yeah. I vote with your wallet.
I think this is evidence that they don't have a lot to announce in 2024. I think 2024 again is going to be pretty bleak because the Black Series Thrawn from Ahsoka was announced, but it's not going to be available until spring 2025.
That kind of irked me. Why would you announce it if it's a year and a half out?
Because I don't think they have anything else to announce.
Okay.
That's just my reading between the lines there.
Right. And it was computer generated. They had no hard copies to
Computer
show.
generated, and then you're going to pre-order it for a year and a couple months out.
Nope, I was already pissed off that I had to order the Sabine and Chopper, and it's not going to get here till October.
So the Vintage Collection Rex on a Bad Batch card. We still don't have any other Bad Batches other than Hunter and the Vintage Collection, but Rex gets two releases. We've get the Luke Skywalker X-Wing Pilot repack. Everyone was making a big deal about the fact that they removed the warning label and they moved it to the bottom of the card back because it used to be over the Hildebrandt logo. And people
Right.
are like applauding, "Yay, look what we did! We campaigned to Hasbro and we got this done." I'm like, guys, do you see what figure it's on? It's the third time this figure is being released. And Dark Jason ascends.
Well, they're kind of like, look, it's the Goodyear blimp.
TVC Axe Woves. This was a Target exclusive, what, 2 years ago?
Yeah.
It's a new card back, which I appreciate. I appreciate that.
People were pissed because the card back and the figure, the figure and the picture and the figure are two different things.
Yeah.
It's like,
Yeah.
really, you're going to get pissed off about that?
Yeah.
Because it was a season three figure or season two figure, but a season three picture or something.
Yeah,
It's like,
I can't get into that level of weeds. I just want something new. I don't
yeah.
want to. That's a reason for me to get it. I like, okay, new card back, new paint scheme, new mask. Like with that Luke Skywalker X-Wing pilot, that's basically the same thing. And
Right.
there's no reason for me to get that again. But if they put a different image on the card back, I'd probably consider it.
Well, that's what they're doing. They're like, man, we need Jason to buy another figure. Let's put a new card
We need
back
to
on
kill
there.
Dark Jason. Put on a new what do they call it? Film out.
Yeah.
The Mandalorian fleet commander's coming. So they're really using that Mandalorian body. Speaking of the Mandalorian with the soft cape is coming. That's the one that was included in the N1 Starfighter.
Everything. I'm sorry, we did not need any more Mandalorian or Grogu figures.
Well, the other figure that they announced was a Grogu figure. Grogu.
Well, it feels like, ooh, Mandalorian got a splash of dirt on his uniform. Let's make a figure out of this.
Yeah.
And it's like, you guys could have invested that money elsewhere. It that whole, I watched it and it felt like it was, they were rehashing stuff that they announced weeks ago or months ago.
Yep.
And I didn't think that's what those live feeds were for.
And I just want to ask the rhetorical question. Boba Fett, they tout that Boba Fett is a premium these days because the tooling and the assembly has got so many parts. Yet Axe Woes and the Fleet Commander are both Mandalorian bodies, and they're just a basic figure. So it's like, what's different about Axe Woes and the Fleet Commander, but Boba Fett is this premium $26 figure?
It's the boba tax.
It's the Boba tax, but they don't say that. They say it's the extra assembling and tooling, and it's got more pieces and parts. Well, it's no more different than Axe Woves and the Fleet Commander.
Yeah, that's one thing that really bothers me is when you have, like a watch brand. It was really bad with Nixon watches. You'd have one watch that was normal, and then the Star Wars one was like $20, $30 more. And it's like, all it is a paint scheme, guys.
Yeah.
But because it's Star Wars, we'll pay the extra money.
Yeah. And then they showed off the Sabine and Chopper card back with the mural. The pre-order for this will close February 14th, so make sure you get that. It's open to everyone, including those that didn't back the ghost. The shocker there was the $25 per figure price tag. It's almost like Hasbro's like, if you want that, you're going to have to pay up for it.
Right.
It's blackmail almost.
But they gave you two Loathcats with Chopper, and as awesome as the Loathcats are, it's like you're gonna charge me that much money for two Loathcats on a repaint Chopper.
Yeah.
I knew Chopper was gonna be a repaint. If you weren't expecting a repaint on Chopper, have you been watching Hasbro the last 2 years? But yeah, I thought it was gonna. I some then you announcers. I thought somebody had said it would be about $50 a while
It is
back.
50. Oh, I don't remember that. It is
I,
$50 though.
but then it's $60. Maybe I should have just bought the damn Hasbro Pulse extra $50 thing so I'd save on shipping. When I bought the Ghost, because it
That's why
wasn't,
I
it
did
ended up being like $60 after shipping for those two
Yeah.
figures,
Yeah.
which I don't understand why they couldn't have just thrown it into the Ghost, but. Unless they just knew, oh, Patrick was like, oh, we'll get them for another $60. Look at this. And then that'll be another however many, they sold. How many units did they sell of the Ghost?
I don't
15?
remember.
Was it under 20,000 or something? Or was
Something.
it more?
I think it was about
20.
22.
Well, let's say 20,000. So what's 20,000 times 50?
Don't ask me to do math. I'm a graphic designer.
It's another, hold on, I can do math because I have a calculator on my phone. So
I've got more power in
20,000,
my hand than they did on the space on the Apollo space capsules.
it's another $1 million for Hasbro at 25. If everybody 20 if they sell 20,000 units at $50 a piece, so way to go, Patrick. I don't know who else to blame. He's not in charge anymore, so we can blame him for everything.
Yeah, I'm not gonna blame anyone. We're just moving on with that whole thing.
Okay, fine.
I don't want to
The
be
people are like,
lumped
people in
in.
the cars are like, yes, Dark Jason's coming out and he's got Glenn going. And
I
then
don't want
you're
to be
like, no.
lumped in with the angry fanboys. Like, my opinion's more fact-based than I'm passionate and I'm angry.
Right. No, I get you, dude. No, it. No, I mean, we're angry, but we're also happy right now because it seems like hopefully things will be going the right way.
Let's see. They did some pipelines. They pipeline episode 2 and 3 retro collection figures. So again, I'm excited about that. That's where the newness is. That's where we're seeing things for the first time. They're new sculpts, new coolness.
And
I don't know.
I dig the retro line, as long as they
Yeah.
do it right, as long as
Yep.
they pick the right figures.
I do too. The vintage
What? Okay.
collection.
Did we talk about why they're doing them in five or six packs? Did we have this conversation on here, or was that over chat?
I don't remember.
Okay. We were just like, because now when, or it might have been one of the chats we're in that they, you know, because when they're doing those retro lines, they make them, you have to buy all six figures when they do a retro collection
Yeah.
release, which, you know, we is probably a way to eliminate peg warmers, but it also
Yep.
sucks when you only want one of them.
Yep.
So.
Yep. I don't have anything to say. I'm sure that's part of the reason why.
Yeah. Freaking they try to get our money. Anyway.
The Vintage Collection Droids repack, not repack. It probably is repack, but it is a Vintage Collection Droids pack of some kind. It is an Amazon exclusive. There's another HK 87 droid coming out. He's coming with a different repack. He's a repack and he's a repaint. The Dark Trooper was an ex deluxe figure originally. It came with the little closet. I don't know what else to call it that he, you know, hides in.
Yeah.
He recharges in with. Because he needs to remain cool at all times. But this is coming on a single card back. Ahsoka the White is coming. Mandalorian. This is Black Series. Bo-Katan. No, I think this is TVC still. Yeah, it's still TVC. So a TVC Mando and a TVC Bo-Katan. And then Cobb Vanth Deluxe with Boba Fett's armor. He's coming. And then for the Black Series, they've got IG-12 with Grogu.
That may be a
Mandalore.
cool figure.
No.
If you could pull Grogu out of that figure, it might be cool, but I bet you're not going to be able to pull Grogu out of
We also got one of those Babu Frick characters. Hey, bad baby, bad
it.
baby.
And it's coming in with that figure.
Yeah. Mandalorian Night Owl is going to be a Walmart exclusive. A Jedi Survivor 3-pack. It's an Amazon exclusive. It's just droids from the game. Single release of the Super Battle Droid and then Black Series Moff Gideon helmet from season 3 of The Mandalorian. It's a full play helmet.
Okay.
That's coming.
Is it going to be out in like October next year?
They didn't say, they just said they're pipelining it.
Oh.
I don't understand how we don't have a TVC Farm Boy Luke. In the line, we're 315 figures into this line. We don't have a Farm Boy Luke. We don't have a Ben Kenobi. Princess Leia is finally coming, but we have two Rexes. We have a Yak Face, but we don't have Ben Kenobi, Old Man Ben.
All they would have to do is go back to some of the original sculpts, wouldn't they? I mean, not like the, because then they already do kind of do one.
Yeah, they did the Vintage Collection, and that was the precursor for the Vintage Collect. Wait. The Saga Collection, Original Trilogy Collection. They kind of reissued them. It was the precursor to the Vintage Collection.
Right. So they already have the sculpts done. Just they'd have to go back into the archives and freshen them up.
If they have them.
Oh.
There's rumors that they don't have things from like a certain period in the late aughts. I think that's the
Like
right term.
they destroyed them or lost them or just
I
that's
don't know what the
cardboard.
story is. That I just see that rumor online constantly. Like, because we got a new speeder bike. They couldn't go back to the other speeder bike because they don't have that stuff. It's lost. At least that's what I read online.
Interesting.
And again, I don't like rumors. And that there's one for you. Like I said, Mando movie is rumored to be a May 2026 release. It's also rumored to be the end of the Mandalorian story. So we might get season 4 and then the movie. So season 4 might be 2025. It'll
So
probably
is
end
it
with it.
the end of Din Djarin's journey or the end of the Mandalorian
I don't know.
story? You don't know? Okay.
I don't know. But that's, I think more of like there won't be a Mando season 5 after that. There won't be a
Okay.
Mandalorian sequel. I think, Filoni's Ahsoka movie will pick up after that.
I think that's the way we're going to see things from now on. You
I
know.
did, yeah. There's a rumor that the Rey movie was put on hold while we were, on our little vacation there. And my inkling is that whenever I see something kind of negative towards that Rey movie, it's just the internet trolls, the angry internet people that just want to destroy the movie before it comes out because it's got a woman in charge. But anyways,
Yeah, we're not going to get into that again.
We're not going to get into that. But Jeff Schneider responded to the rumor on Twitter and said, my comment is, trust me when it comes to Star Wars, and that's about it.
Mm-hmm.
So if he's saying that, I'm assuming, if he's being honest, he's got a connection at Lucasfilm. And he said, see you in December 2026.
All right. I enjoyed those movies. Let's see what happens. I mean, I'm going to keep an open mind and I'll go see it. Because I think we should.
Yeah. Would you want a what if cartoon for Star Wars?
Yes.
Sorry, I turned off my video for something. For no reason. for some reason. There's a rumor that that's in the process of being made. So I don't know if that's a thing or not. We'll see.
Dude, I would love that. That would, oh man, that'd be awesome to see. Like Darth Vader.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Like if Darth Vader didn't go to the bad side or Luke was able to rescue him and stuff. And if Disney didn't destroy the EU.
I guess I don't want things of no consequence in the Star Wars universe.
But imagine, I haven't even, oh dude, they did. I haven't even seen the second version of What If yet. That's out yet, right?
Yes, that's out. I think I only have two episodes left to watch. We stopped in the middle.
See, I keep forgetting about that stuff. Maybe I need to get that TV app that my wife has that keeps track of everything. Well, because we've been doing For All Mankind on Apple. We've been burning through that.
Mm-hmm.
That space stuff, because I love space stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of fun. That's a fun show.
The only other thing that I had to mention while we were breaking, McFarlane released a gold line of DC figures. They're essentially Black Series scale. I think they're slightly bigger. They might be 7 or 8 inches.
Mm.
There's no accessories or Build-A-Figure included, but the price was $40. Normally, these are like, you could pick these up at Target for $25.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying that the cost of production and tooling is the reason for the increase, but it's essentially the same DC figures that you buy at Target, but at an inflated price. And it's got a lot of people like, vote with their wallet, don't buy these. We can't let the toy companies, we can't let Hasbro see this and think it's okay. We can raise prices to $40 and everyone will buy it.
Right.
So it's just something to see or to consider that the ceiling has been pushed a little bit for prices and these companies might suddenly think, oh, wait, we can charge $35 for a Black Series figure now.
You want to see the line die? Charge $40 for a figure with no accessories, no extra heads, no extra hands. People would disappear. That would be the death of the line, in my opinion. Yeah. I'm willing to pay $40 for a figure, but it better have at least two. It better have an alternate head, and it better have an extra set of hands, at least minimum.
I thought $20 would be too much for the vintage collection, and they had those Target exclusives that were $22 each.
Is that the one that's with nothing extra, right?
That was the comic book art ones.
Okay. Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah, that was you had an extra deco on it, but still, yeah. And I think I got those on sale.
Yeah.
If I remember correctly, I'd have to go dig through my Boba Fetts to see which ones I got, but I think I found those on sale for $10.
Yeah.
I definitely wasn't gonna pay 20. Well, I might. That would be the death of the line if they did that. I think $28 for the Sabine figure is ridiculous, but it's Sabine, you know. I mean, that's my girl. I'd buy it if it was there. I'd be really pissed off, but you know, you'd pay just about anything for that figure. Somebody like me.
Yeah. So yeah, that's all the news I got.
Yeah, I do. You want to end on a little bit of a happy note?
Well, yeah, because I was going to end it on a downer, but go ahead.
Oh, well, you had, what else did you have? And then I'll say what I have to
what
say.
Do you? Yeah, oh. Go ahead, do your thing.
Okay, are you sure? You done, Jordan? You think Jordan will be okay? We're not talking over each other.
Yeah, I'm sure Jordan will be fine.
Okay, so we had our grandkids a couple of weekends ago, for an overnight, and I'm talking to my grandson, and we're talking Star Wars, and he's been doing a lot of reading. He's a reader, and he kept going, Princess Leia, and I'm like, who's he talking about? And he's talking about R2, and he's doing all this stuff. And I gave him this book to read. It was like a 5-minute story, Star Wars. And he gets to Princess. He goes, "This is Leia," and it's Princess Leia. I was like, "Dude, that's Leia." And I was like, but he's like reading along with it, and he gets to Count Dooku, and he goes to Count Doko, and I'm like, "Dude, for an 8-year-old." Even though he pronounced it wrong, it was like right there. It was like one pronunciation, you know, one vowel off. I was like, that's really impressive. So that was a proud grandpa moment while we're talking Star Wars. And another moment, we were talking time travel. And then I mentioned Back to the Future, and he's like, "I want to watch that." And then I couldn't find it on streaming.
Oh no.
Yeah.
I have it if you want to borrow it.
I've got it somewhere, but I hope I didn't give it away. I had it on DVD, but maybe that's a reason to buy it. But we watched Bill and Ted because it's on Max. So
yeah.
And then he was like, "Dude, is this the one with the guitars?" And they go over this thing that there's a bunch of guitars. And I'm like, "Yeah." And he starts talking about Bill and Ted 3. I was like, I didn't know I showed you Bill and Ted 3.
Yeah, you didn't make a comment. I sent you that note that Alex Winter was talking. They were starting to write Bill and Ted 4.
Oh, dude, I had like 5 people send me that.
Oh, all right. Well, that's why you ignored it.
Or maybe I was in the middle of other things, but everybody's like, Bill and Ted 4. But people are like, "Well, just because they're writing it doesn't mean they're going to make it happen." I'm like, okay, as long as it's good. But they're also, how many times have they touted that they're doing a Back to the Future 4?
No, that's never going to happen.
No.
Let me just tell you right now, not going to happen.
Now, would you go see the Back to the Future musical?
I'd rather watch the movie.
Yeah.
I mean, the movie's perfect.
Yeah, it is.
In my estimation. It's just a perfect movie. You can't remake it. It's not going to be, it's going to be inferior. You're not going to add anything. What are you going to make the DeLorean like sleek black, stealth black? It's the DeLorean. You can't change that car. It's iconic. Sorry to say that after making fun of Hasbro for saying it, but this is essentially the real iconic thing.
Well, you see that car, and no matter what you see it, no matter where it, you know, it's Back to the Future. It doesn't matter if it's a plain DeLorean. It's like, that's Back to the Future.
Yeah, no, I don't. They're going to update it with like the Cybertruck or maybe the new version of the DeLorean that they've got coming out. No, it's perfect. You got Michael J. Fox. You've got Christopher Lloyd, Leah Thompson. It's Tom Wilson. It's perfect. Don't remake it.
Amen. We had a rough week in the club, and we lost one of our members, Jack. He was... Sorry, it's tough to talk about, right, Jason?
Yeah.
Because it's been like the last 2 years we've known about this. His dad Daniel is a big member of the club, and found out about 2 years ago he started battling cancer, and he passed away a couple of days ago. And I'm kind of thankful I was driving the car when I found out about it, because I don't know how I'd react. And now we're sitting here talking about it, and it's tough.
Yeah.
It's never
easy. It's never easy to lose someone that young with so much life ahead of them. All we can say is that we're going to dedicate this episode in memory of Jack.
Yeah.
Get your prostate checked, hug the loved ones around you, call them, call your mom.
Yeah, definitely. You know, just realize that we're only here for a brief moment. So, you know, enjoy it while you can.
Yeah. So this is the way.
This is the way.